It's 40 degrees at 8:55, and time to check in with Bill Gentry with Risk Management in Lafayette, Indiana, as he joins us on the phone this morning. What are you seeing out there today, Bill?
A little bit of a mixed message here this morning. Trade continues to try and regain its composure in the wake of last week's USDA supplied or quarterly grain stocks and acreage numbers. But looking at the news this morning, export inspections for corn came in at 945.2 thousand tons, at the high end of expectations that range from 800 to 800,000 tons to 1 million metric tons. Next year's corn sales were reportedly 1.083 million metric tons, a pretty healthy number considering. Soybean sales came in at 420.4 thousand tons, a little above the contracting range of expectations that were between 150 and 350,000 tons. New crop sales were at 1.5 thousand tons, which was within the range of expectations. Interesting to note that in the product driving soybean prices of late saw a negative number this week. Soybean oil saw a cancellation of 7.6 thousand tons, while new crop sales chimed in at 12.4 thousand tons. Meal sales came in at 29.3 thousand tons for both old and new crop. That was below expectations for old crop, with no posted expectations for new crop. Wheat sales were a negative 58.1 thousand tons for old crop, while the new crop sales were 110.4 thousand tons. Needless to say, old crop sales were below expectations, but new crop sales were at the high end of expectations. Looking at prices this morning, as far as futures are concerned, May corn, 358, steady on the day. July corn, up a quarter at 361, and new crop December, 371.5, steady on the day as well. May beans, 905.5, down 2.5. July beans, 913.5, down 2.5. And new crop November, 920, down 2.25. Meal prices, mildly defensive, down 40 cents a ton at 267.5. And oil prices down 23 at 34.04 cents a pound. Looking at the wheat market, May wheat 459.25, down 3.75 in Chicago. New crop July 466.5, down 3.25. Kansas City wheat 457.5, down 3.75 for May, and new crop July 468.75, down 3.5 as well. Minneapolis wheat, not so weak, 515.5, down 1 versus the May. And looking at the livestock markets, it looks like a mildly mixed session so far this morning. Looking at the crude market, the crude's down about 35 cents a barrel, and the dollar is up about 12 ticks. Also a note on the exports this morning, the USDA announced on the overnight reporting system that they sold 145,544 metric tons of corn for delivered to Japan next year, and that's a pretty reasonable sale. The trade will be anticipating updated palm oil production numbers out of Malaysia next Monday. I think the trade's going to be kind of focusing on that and position squaring ahead of it. This will likely impact the direction of the bean oil going forward. 35.1 cents a pound per pound is the next line of resistance for the soybean oil market versus the May, and that's probably the point to watch going forward. Thanks, and have a great day.
All right, Bill, have a good one.
You too, Brian. Thank you.
Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us on this Thursday. A reminder, we are in the middle of our Spring Forward radio drive, and we've got a great thing going on this week where a group of WILO friends have offered $10,000 in matching funds. So if you make your donation right now, you'll make your pledge go even farther. Give us a call at 217-244-9455 or go online to willpledge.org, 217-244-9455, or go online to willpledge.org. In weather today, cloudy skies with isolated showers, the high 48 degrees, northwest winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of rain, maybe mixed with a little snow after midnight, the low 33 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.